Hello and welcome to the All Astronomical Society podcast for November 2016, the start of the sixth year of these podcasts, can you believe? This month is not a good month for observing the planets. Only four of them are reasonably well placed to view. Jupiter is perhaps the best of the bunch to view this month, best looked at through binoculars or a small telescope. The point to note here is that if you do use binoculars, make sure that you use a camera tripod or a wall or a fence to rest the binoculars on. This will stop the inevitable handshaking and will make for some wonderful views. You should see the four largest moons of Jupiter, or sometimes just one, two or three of them, as some of them can be hiding behind or in front of the planet itself. If you have a reasonably powerful pair of binoculars or a telescope, then you might even be able to see some stripes on the planet's surface, or even the Great Red Spot. So where to find Jupiter? It is currently in the constellation of Virgo, and Jupiter may be seen before sunrise around 5 a.m. low in the east-southeast. Mercury is not well placed this month to see, as it is very close to the Sun, and Venus is visible in the southwest after sunset at the end of the month. Mars is low down in the southwest at around 8 p.m. at the end of the month, but will be setting very soon after this. Saturn is not easily visible either this month, but it is very near Venus in the southwest at the very beginning of the month just after sunset. The Moon is full on the 14th and new on the 29th. And the Moon is also fun to observe with binoculars or a small telescope. Don't, however, fall into the trap of looking at it while the Moon is full. While not dangerous, it is very bright and may cause some discomfort for a short while. It is much better to look at the Moon from when it is a crescent up to about half-moon phase. This way the light from the Sun is arriving from the side, and so craters and mountains have greater shadow relief and hence show up better. So the best time to view the Moon this month is during the first and last 2 weeks, avoiding the full moon, which is around at the middle of the month. Meteor showers this month include the Taurids, which is around the 5th of the month, with a zenithal hourly rate of 10, but it is an extended maximum, and so although not very many, they are fairly spread out. And the Leonid meteor shower occurs on the 16th to the 23rd of November, and expect 15 per hour from these. Right, now we will look at the sky and try to find some interesting things to look at. Take this podcast out with you and find a nice viewing location with a good view of the sky with little or no light pollution, especially from sodium lights. I'm assuming now that it's 8 p.m. at the start of the month. Look north. Can you see the Plough or the Big Dipper or the Saucepan? This is a well-known group of seven stars in the shape of a ladle or saucepan. At this time of the year, it's base downwards, or the right way up. Find the two stars on the right-hand end, the two stars away from the handle of the saucepan. Now trace a line upwards from these two stars. The next star you will see is Polaris, the pole star. Now look at the three stars forming the handle. Look closely at the middle of these three stars. How many stars can you see? You should be able to see two stars very close together, and these two stars used to be used as an eyesight test for the military, and they're called Alcor and Mizar. Now look towards the east, which is your right. You should see a fuzzy group of stars called the Pleiades. This looks really good in binoculars. It is a group of really young, really hot stars, only a few million years old. You can still see some of the gas or nebulosity they formed out of left swirling around them. Now look up. You will see a W or an M, whichever way you look at it, made out of five stars. This is Cassiopeia. Now look carefully for a long arc going through the length of Cassiopeia. Can you see what looks like a long, thin cloud? This is the Milky Way, and you are now looking towards the centre of our galaxy. You will need to be in a very dark site to be able to see this clearly. Finally, on to Leo. For this you will need to get up early in the morning, worth doing so to see the planets I mentioned earlier. First, find Orion in the southwest. Now look due south, and then look up about two-thirds of the way from the horizon to overhead. You should see a backwards question mark. This is the Lion's Head. Now find the bottom star of this question mark. This is Regulus, the brightest star in Leo. I hope that this podcast has given you some ideas of what to look out for this month. There is plenty more out there to see, and I recommend that you look on the internet, astronomy magazine, or in an astronomy book or sky map to see what else is out there and where to look for it. Another useful tool is a planisphere, which you can use to find out exactly what is overhead at any time and date of the year. And these are readily available from any good bookshop. That's all for now, but listen out next month for December's highlights. Bye for now.